Hi, I'm John Day, Product Marketing Manager working on Azure Reliability and Resiliency. And I'm joined by Raman Kumar, Senior Program Manager for Azure Storage. We're really happy to be talking with you today about managed disks, an important part of building resilient applications and workloads. Today, I'm going to introduce you to the high-level benefits, and Raman is going to walk you through some of the more technical details and how to migrate your virtual machines to managed disks. The key to managed disks is that they abstract the storage accounts for you. You simply specify the size and type of disks, and Azure does the management for you. This allows you more granular access control. You don't have to worry about storage account limits, and you get higher scalability, meaning you can create up to 10,000 managed disks per subscription per region. And of course, much better availability. Now I'm going to pass it over to Raman to give us some more details.
Thanks for a great introduction. My name is Raman Kumar. I'm a storage PM taking care of managed disks. Let's start with enhanced availability. This is the most important benefit of using virtual machine with managed disks. And to understand the benefit, you have to compare it with unmanaged disks. So let's say in unmanaged disk world, you have created an availability set with three virtual machines. And then for each of these virtual machines, you are using different storage accounts. So the VM disks are stored in different storage accounts. But what can happen under the hood is that all these storage accounts might land up in the same storage unit.
Does that mean then that your storage accounts could be a single point of failure for your virtual machines?
That is correct. You got it. Now, what can happen is that if that storage account goes down, it will bring all the VM disks down. And then basically, it will impact all the virtual machine in the availability set. Now, with managed disks, you don't have to worry about that, because what will happen under the hood is like managed disks will automatically place all the VM disks in different storage units. So if one storage unit goes down, it will affect only one virtual machine in the availability set. So the two other virtual machines will be up and running and will take care of your application traffic, and then it will increase your availability of your application drastically. So that's the benefit we are talking about in terms of using managed disks. Now, moving on to the next feature, this is again a big enhancement. Before I get into this feature, I want to talk about the current experience if you use unmanaged disks. So if you use unmanaged disks and if you are using a custom image to create virtual machine, you have to copy that custom image across multiple storage accounts, because in a storage account, you can create a certain number of virtual machine. And you have to take care of the copy process. And then it creates duplicate storage for you, because the same custom image is copied over multiple storage accounts. So basically, it's a big hassle and a big maintenance overhead. Now, with managed disks, you don't have to worry about this process. So now you can take a VST file, and then you can create an image. And then you can use that image to create multiple virtual machines in a subscription in a region.
Can that VSD be copied across multiple subscriptions as well?
Yes. So that is, again, a very good feature of managed disk. You can store your VSD file in a subscription. So basically, you are talking about golden image scenario, wherein you want to maintain your images in a subscription, and then you want to copy or use those images to create virtual machine in different subscription, right?
Yep.
So you will be able to do it. And then what you can do is you can create a virtual machine with managed disk, and then you can capture that virtual machine into an image. And then you can again use that image to create multiple virtual machine. When you capture a virtual machine, we basically make a copy of all the VM disks, and then those copied disks become part of the image. And then you can use that image to create multiple virtual machine. So again, this is a big enhancement with managed disk. Now, the next feature that I want to talk about is independent snapshot. When I'm saying independent snapshot, it means that you can create snapshots of a managed disk. And after creating snapshot, you can delete the managed disk. And then snapshot will continue to exist. What are the benefits of using independent snapshot? So one scenario is you can use it for your regional disaster recovery. You can take a snapshot of your managed disk, and then you can copy that snapshot to a RAGRS storage account or a storage account in a different region itself. And then you can restore your virtual machine to a point in time by creating a managed disk from a snapshot. And then you can also use a snapshot to create images out of it. So these are the benefits of using snapshot.
So these snapshots, let's say you can take these snapshots, put it into, what was it you said, an RAGRS storage account?
Right.
Which means that it's going to be automatically replicated
in, exactly,
in yeah. multiple geos? Or
what, multiple, in a different region.
Okay, right. Different regions.
Yes.
Great, great. And so that that really does have, I think does provide like a great backup scenario
yes.
then, right?
That is correct.
Okay, right. Cool.
This feature that I'm going to talk about, again, it's a big enhancement over unmanaged disk. So before I get into this feature, I want to talk about what is the current experience if you use unmanaged disk. So if you are using unmanaged disk and you want to upgrade your storage from standard to premium, you have to first create a premium storage account. And then you have to copy all the VM disks, basically the VSD files, to the premium storage account. And then you have to create a new VM out of these copied VSD file in the premium storage account. So the first thing, you have to take care of the copy process, which will take time and which will increase your downtime. The second thing is you have to create a new VM. And then you have to ensure that all the configuration from your original VM is copied over to this new VM, and you might miss it. So it is error prone.
Yeah, it sounds like a really time-consuming process, especially yes. if I'm using, you know, if I have hundreds or thousands of VMs.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's today, right? It's a really time-consuming process. Now with managed disk, now you don't have to worry about it. So now let's see what is the experience with managed disk. The first thing that you have to do to upgrade your storage from standard to premium is to stop the VM. And then you have to upgrade the VM size to a premium capable size. Not all VM sizes, they support premium storage. So you have to first upgrade to a premium capable size. And generally this process takes a couple of minutes. And then you have to update the storage type to premium. This will take a couple of minutes. And then finally, you have to reboot the virtual machine. And on an average, we have seen that it takes 3 to 5 minutes. So basically you are looking at 3 to 5 minutes of downtime when you want to upgrade from standard to premium.
And then can you walk me through why would I be interested in upgrading from standard to premium storage?
Again, that is a good question. So premium offers provision IOPS, so which means better performance. You can take the scenario wherein you are using a virtual machine for your development and testing. Now you want to simply upgrade that virtual machine for your production. Mm-hmm. And then you just want to upgrade the storage so that the machine is intact, or your application that you install on the virtual machine is intact. So that's the scenario that we are talking about, in which you want to upgrade to premium storage.
So getting better performance, getting more availability out of premium storage?
Yes. Yes.
Cool. And then can you also use managed disks with standard storage?
Yes. It's available for both the storage types. Yes. And then you can also convert or upgrade it or downgrade it back to standard.
Okay.
So let's say you have upgraded to premium storage. Now you want to downgrade it to standard. You'll be able to do that as well.
Oh, great.
Using the same process that I talked about. So now with all the goodness of managed disk, you might be wondering how I can migrate to managed disk. So the good news is that we have provided a very good migration experience for you. And we are not even calling it migration. We call it conversion because it's very simple. The first step in migration or conversion is to stop your virtual machine. And then we have provided PowerShell commandlets, and then we have provided CLI command, using which you can convert your virtual machine to managed disk. And then that particular command will also automatically reboot the virtual machine, right? And on an average, again, we have seen that this process takes 3 to 5 minutes. And one question that will come to your mind is, what if my virtual machine has 50 disks attached to it, right? Is it going to take the same amount of time? The answer is yes. It is irrespective of number of disks.
So number of disks, how about size of disks?
Again, size of disk doesn't matter. Whether you have 1 GB disk or 1 TB disk, it is going to take the same amount of time. One point that I want to add here is this conversion feature is currently supported within same storage type. So you can migrate a standard unmanaged to standard managed, And then you can migrate premium unmanaged to premium managed disk. So that's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that detailed information, Raman. So please visit the site that you see on the screen today for more information and documentation about how to get started with your migration to managed disks today.
And if you are facing any issues with managed disks or your migration, please visit our MSDM forums, both storage and virtual machine MSDM forums. And thanks again for inviting me here today.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for watching.